Are you ready to create a life of balance, abundance, and joy? To live from a place of right intention and right alignment in all that you do? Then tune in right now to Living on Purpose with your host, Carolyn Romano. Living on Purpose is about standing in the center of your life so that no matter what's happening around you, you can respond from a place of peace and strength. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways you're meant to serve and grow while staying open to experiencing life fully. Living on Purpose is a time for us to come together to remember our divine selves while we learn and wonder about, weigh and consider, and unpack and repack the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life.
Welcome to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano. I'm Carolyn Romano, your host, and I'm delighted to be here with you tonight. You are listening to a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network live broadcast at AM 1510 Revolution Boston in beautiful Marina Bay. To learn more and for a full station schedule that includes our affiliate showtimes, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Listeners, I invite you to join in on the conversation tonight. Our topic is Medicine Bundle, acknowledging your personal medicine and opening to receive. The number to call is 866-338-9663. Again, that's 866-338-9663. Wanted to let you all know that the show is also aired on dreamvision7radio.com at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday, as well as on other affiliates. Past shows are also archived on the Dream Vision 7 website and downloadable on iTunes at the Dream Vision 7 radio channel. In our last show, Pipe Medicine, Cultivating Ease at One-Ment and Inner Balance, we looked at issues related to the inner peace that comes from knowing yourself and resolving any inner conflicts that you may have, recognizing when your mind needs to be quieted, looking at the kind of nurturing of the self that needs to happen so that you can truly sustain yourself, feed yourself, and allow that nourishment to help you stand in the center of your life. We spent a lot of time in that hour talking about balance. Again, that show is archived at dreamvision7radio.com. You might want to have a listen. But tonight we are talking about the medicine bundle. So what exactly is a medicine bundle? Well, it's basically a collection of items that has come to you in a variety of ways, and all of the items represent totems of power animals or other kinds of allies in nature. So you could have in your medicine bundle feathers or pieces of bone or animal teeth, crystals or other kinds of rocks, tobacco ties, other gifts, and really any other item that represents some kind of personal medicine, or medicine in general, to the bundle's owner. You may have heard of a medicine pouch, which is a smaller version of a medicine bundle. Usually that's worn on a person, either hanging at their belt or maybe around their neck. And basically that reminds the person of the talents, abilities, and power animals that they have access to that are, you know, part of, that have become part of their medicine. It's also sometimes worn for protection. Medicine bundles were very sacred and respected. They were often passed down before a person's death to make sure that they were going to be safeguarded. And they had all different purposes. It could be for personal medicine. There were tribal bundles, warrior bundles. There were dreaming bundles, vision bundles, all sorts of different kinds. So tonight's show is more about the personal medicine bundle, and about considering whether we are in need of reclaiming a certain ability or strength, courage or talent or connection, especially the connection piece. I really wanted to spend a lot of time on that tonight. And in Native American spirituality terms, this idea of connection would mean connecting in with the vast world of creatures and natural elements that are ready to assist you. Native American spirituality is nature-based, as we know. It can also mean reconnecting with the allies who already have assisted you on your path, and, you know, to acknowledge those assets and gifts that you have as a result of that connection. I had a great opportunity to do this, make that, you know, connection or reconnection last week when I spent 7 days up in Maine at a hunting and fishing camp that I go to every year. And I go at a time when it's off season, so I don't have to see, you know, the hunting aspect, which is difficult for me. I've been going for about a dozen years now with a group of women, and I set my year by that trip. I have a chance to reflect on the past year, kind of regroup during the week, and have different experiences that help me kind of set my plan for the next year until I return. It has to be, for me at least, one of the best places I know of for reconnecting with the land, with the water, with nature in general. We stay in cabins that are right up on a lake where these two rivers intersect, and it's amid hundreds, maybe thousands of, probably thousands of acres. And there's so much wildlife there. It's just unbelievable. You can really get lost in it. As I'm driving, it's about a six-hour drive for me, and as I'm driving up north, about an hour or so into the trip, I realized that, like, the stress of my life and all of the those worldly worries start to kind of fall away as I get closer and closer to that reconnecting opportunity. So I, as I said, do that every year for a week. And this year, I totally unplugged. I did not check email even once. I made just a couple calls to check on a sick dog that I have, but I just decided I was not going to be worried about everything that was going on back in my real life, so to speak. So it's such an important opportunity for me, and I wonder what time you take in your life to make those same kinds of connections. You don't necessarily have to go away for a week every year like I do, but where are the moments that you carve out and hold sacred so that you can do that reconnecting in with the allies that support you and the totems that are part of your medicine bundle. We had some great lessons this year up in Maine at this camp. It's called Bose Buck. You might want to check it out, bosebuck.com. There were eaglets, two baby eaglets that I think were born in May, and so they were crossed a lake up in a tree, giant nest, and they were enormous. I didn't know this, but baby eaglets are bigger than their parents. They grow bigger than their parents until they start flying, and then they lose a bunch of weight. So there are these enormous baby birds up in a tree just about to fly and leave the nest. And so we had the opportunity to see that in action. And it was so interesting to watch that quest for independence and flight and the learning that they were doing there. You know, their flying wasn't too bad, but their landings were kind of fumbled, and it was really charming to watch the way that they would kind of struggle to figure that all out. And so, you know, they did leave the nest, but then they would sit on shore like they did in the nest, like looking up and crying to be fed, you know, looking for support from their parents. And it's kind of an interesting metaphor if you think about it. And my teacher actually pointed this out. You know, if you think about eagle, they're really about clarity and illumination, right? They fly from such a height that they're able to look down and still, with their keen vision, see everything that's going on across the landscape. And so something to think about is sort of while you're getting clear in your life, if eagle is part of your medicine or a totem for you, who is around to help you? Like the mother or father, mature eagle is around to help the eaglets who were, you know, trying to figure it out but still needed support. It's a large piece of the medicine bundle symbology, too, is like what allies and support are available to you. So here are these eaglets looking up in the sky, you know, chirping, and their mouths open, waiting for food, basically, to be dropped into it. And I think in a lot of ways we do that ourselves. We look up, quote unquote, to spirit, with our prayers and our, you know, please help me, please feed me, please take care of me. And, you know, we're just waiting for the food or the answer, or for spirit to kind of fix it for us. So I thought it was an interesting metaphor there that was going on. And it makes me think about self-reliance for a moment, and I thought we could talk about that next, and sort of how we pull from our own inner strength and become self-reliant, using all of our tools and powers and abilities that we have in our medicine bundle, that sacred medicine bundle that's available to us. The experience with the eaglets reminded me of the vision quest that I did in 2007. I talked about it a lot in the last show. I had a chance last week to spend some time at the same spot where I did the vision quest. I smoked the chanupa, and I had a chance to pray and really sort of get some closure on that whole experience. And I remember that night when I did the vision quest that at first I sat there kind of like that eaglet, you know, praying and asking spirit to solve my problems and kind of solve them exactly the way I wanted them to be solved. And then at some point in the night, I really shifted. And I, instead of praying for things in my life to be a certain way, I prayed for me to be a certain way instead, for me to be able to solve my own problems and create my own solutions, to be able to seek the answers within. Of course, with spirit support, not, you know, sort of wanting to do this all on my own, but not expecting spirit to do everything for me, like really being in that co-creative relationship or partnership that I've talked about frequently. And I had a great confirmation or affirmation of that whole sort of notion of partnership and support from spirit. And it came in the form of a cedar waxwing. And that's a bird. It's not that common around Massachusetts, at least. It is in the Northeast, and it kind of looks like a cardinal. I think it's in the cardinal family, but it's kind of like a tan color. It has a little mask over its eyes, and in some ways looks a little bit like Sam the Eagle from the Muppets. And it has a yellow stripe across the bottom of its tail. So the reason I picked my Vision Quest spot to begin with, which was this little island kind of in the middle of nowhere, was because when I arrived up in Maine to do the quest, there were three cedar waxwings in the tree next to my cabin. I'd never seen them before, so that's interesting. And then when I went out to scout out some areas down the river, I was on this little island, and again, there were three little cedar waxwings there. So I thought, aha, that's my sign that this is the place I'm meant to do my quest. And so the wonderful thing is that cedar waxwing keeps showing up for me, and if there's time in tonight's show, I'll let you know some ways that that's happened that have been pretty remarkable. But Thursday, when I was out smoking the chanupa on that spot, I was wondering if the cedar waxwing was going to show up, and I, you know, was reflecting on the last 5 years and thinking about the future and what would happen when I went back to reality here in my daily life. And just as I was doing that, I looked up in the tree, and there sitting at the top branch was a cedar waxwing looking down at me. And I thought, aha, you know, there it is. There's that confirmation from spirit. And, you know, that happens all the time to all of us. It's not just something that's special to me. I'm no different from anyone else. We get these messages and opportunities to communicate or hear from spirit all the time, and we have to just really cultivate that openness and awareness and stillness and, you know, sort of mindfulness to notice. It's not that the messages aren't coming or that they used to come and they're not coming anymore. It's that we've stopped paying attention or believing that the information we're getting is information from spirit. Sometimes I get these really simple awarenesses, and I kind of blow them off like they're not really, it's not really spirit trying to tell me something, and then it bears out that was absolutely something that spirit was telling me, but it was so simple that I kind of blew it off. So So, I wanted to talk about that cedar waxwing affirmation. I want you to really think about what are the things that keep showing up for you. If you're driving along the highway and, you know, you're lost in thought and you happen to see a certain animal, you know, roadkill even, or, you know, a hawk flying above, or I don't know what. You know, you want to take note of that. That's communication. That's a message. There's medicine being offered to you through the power of the animal that you're seeing, and you want to kind of apply that to whatever it was you were thinking about. So you really have to kind of be aware and mindful of all of these things, because it will serve you, and the information that you get will help you in the decisions you need to make or in just really getting clarity on whatever it is that's going on in your life. So, you know, one of the things that I was praying for was really being able to trust my own ability to find my own answers, that the answers are there. And, you know, some of us, and I used to do this, oh my gosh, I'd go for reading after reading after reading with cards or channeling or whatever it was to try to get all these answers outside of myself rather than kind of trusting my own connection with spirit and, you know, my own inner wisdom. And I know there are a lot of us out there who do that. You know, we get a reading and then, you know, shortly after that we want another reading because we didn't like what the first reading said, or we need to double check to make sure, like, can I really believe what that, you know, what came out in that? And it's interesting, Joseph Campbell, an expert in mythology that I talk about frequently because I adore him and his work, said that, you know, trying to find the answers outside of yourself is like standing on a whale fishing for minnows. And I love that analogy, because we have all the answers within ourselves. Here we are standing on this whale, this, you know, vast, you know, gigantic creature, which represents, you know, the wisdom that's within us, yet we're looking, you know, to fish for minnows outside of ourselves, all these, you know, little answers that we try to piece together rather than really going for the whale. So that issue of self-reliance, trusting yourself, finding your own answers, I had a wonderful lesson with that as well that I want us to explore through an experience I had with kayaking. I am not an outdoorsy person, despite what you might believe, and I really needed to challenge myself out in the kayak, in a solo kayaking trek on Friday. So I will let you know all about that and what learnings and teachings I got from it after the break. Lynn, take it away.
Maybe you have clear goals for your life but wish you were making more progress. Or perhaps you have no idea where you're headed, yet you still feel a sense of urgency to get there. Wherever you find yourself at this moment, consider how you will benefit from shamanic coaching with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts. This face-to-face approach works on achieving alignment on all four levels of your existence: mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Shamanic coaching combines traditional coaching methods with energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and shamanic techniques. The goal: to help people create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. Call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Join CPA, personal financial specialist Jane Honick, and psychologist Amy Wood on Your Money and Your Life on the fourth Saturday of every month at 3 p.m. and create a new life with money, because it's not about the numbers, it's about your state of mind. Jane and Amy will help you master the beliefs that drive not only your financial life, but all the areas of your life that matter. With new awareness and a positive attitude, you'll be on your way to creating a life of greater prosperity. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
If you're feeling the effects of chronic stress, chronic fatigue, or chronic illness in your life, it may be time to learn more about the key role that mind-body medicine can play in restoring and maintaining your health.
through individual or group sessions with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts, you can experience energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and self-care planning designed to enhance health and wellness. Mind-body medicine includes techniques such as Reiki, meditation, breathing practices, guided imagery, and mindfulness, which research increasingly shows support the body's natural ability to heal itself and restore balance. To get started, call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Greenlock is the place to go for horse therapy you should know. We use the horse, they do the trick, to help you talk and walk and skip. The horse's movement builds your muscle. It also makes you laugh and chuckle. To do our job, your help we need. To run the farm and buy our feed. To help us out, just double click on greenlock.org. Do it quick.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Saturday at 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Join us on Hypnosis with Anna Maria every fourth Sunday at 6 p.m. We're here to support, guide, and teach you how to restore your life, how to stop smoking, how to lose weight, improve your self-esteem or behavior, empower yourself through hypnosis today, and live a better you tomorrow. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at 1510 AM Revolution Boston. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about medicine bundle, acknowledging your personal medicine and opening to receive. Before the break, we were learning about the medicine bundle and all of the talents, abilities, connections with nature and power animals that are represented in a medicine bundle. We talked mostly about the personal medicine bundle. And then we moved into thinking about self-reliance. And I was just about to move into a story about a kayaking experience I had last week when I was on vacation. And I'm not looking to make this whole show about, you know, what I did on my summer vacation, but I'm trying to just kind of tease out some examples of how lessons have come to me, and then see how they might apply for you in your life. So this lesson in self-reliance was a big one for me because I am, you know, I'm a strong swimmer, but I'm kind of nervous in open water, and I have decent balance, but, you know, I'm not that familiar with a kayak. I know, you know, some of you probably are. Also kind of short. I'm only a little bit over 5 feet tall, so, you know, to get in and out of the kayak, the instructions I got were to kind of straddle it and then, you know, work your way in, and my legs are too short to get over. So I kind of had to figure out my own system for balancing and getting in and pushing off and, you know, not capsizing this thing. So really had to challenge myself. So Friday I decided I was going to kind of conquer this fear and anxiety I have around the kayak, as well as conquer my fear of being out in the wilderness by myself, because that's huge for me. And so I decided I was going to take a solo kayaking trip and go out on the river, and that I would stop and get in and out of the kayak 3 times. This was kind of my test to myself. And I did it. I did not capsize. I really started to kind of become one with the kayak and figure out how to do all this stuff. But more importantly, you know, whenever we face a fear, it kind of gives us more confidence about what we are able to, you know, continue to do and continue to face in our lives. But I was so rewarded with the scenery and this ability in a kayak to enter these small spaces that you really couldn't get into when you're in a motorboat, and the river was quite low. It's quite low right now, so we were barred from getting into some spaces that we typically visit and spend time in. And further still, in that kayak, I was able to really, really connect with nature. I was able to really get into the silence and listen to what was all around me, and also to listen to my own thoughts and see what emerged. And so it was an unbelievable experience for me. And so I want you to think about, you know, sort of where you are in that process yourself of figuring out, how can I be more self-reliant? Where, you know, where are my sticking points? Where are my fears? You know, can you, you know, is it that you want to figure out how to pump your own gas at the gas station, or, you know, I don't know, change a tire, or be able to kind of have a confrontation with someone at work, or, I don't know, with someone who calls, you know, you about a bill, or you need to, you know, fix a problem or return something, whatever it is that may kind of get you kind of all anxious and frozen, where you can't really perform the way you want to. How can you challenge yourself to push through and become more self-reliant? And so, you know, I'm talking about self-reliance, yet this is a show about Medicine Bundle, which is about sort of relying on allies and support. So how do those two things kind of interact and interrelate? That's something for us to think about, too. You know, we need to be able to kind of, in this co-creative partnership, hold up our end of the bargain. So it's not that spirit needs to do everything for us, or that we need to do everything for ourselves. It's that there needs to be that balanced partnership, that you're really willing to stretch yourself so that spirit, you know, and spirit will do their part to, you know, meet you and support you. And, you know, the other thing to think about, which sometimes helps me, is that, you know, if you're feeling completely comfortable about something, then you're really not growing. And, you know, part of the reason we're here in this Earth walk is to grow, is to learn lessons, is to evolve as spiritual beings. And so many of us will say that we're very committed to growing, and I think that's true. I don't think people are just, you know, lying about that. And so, you know, if you can reframe the anxiety you feel in any given situation as sort of a growth opportunity, this is growth for me right now, I'm feeling anxious, it can kind of help you to push through rather than retreat. So I offer that for your consideration. The other thing we're talking about is really trusting your ability to find your own answers. We talked about that in the first segment. And so, you know, where are you with that? I think a lot of times we spend way too much time oversharing the issues we have, the problems we have with other people. You know, we go down the list of favorites on our, you know, iPhones or whatever, and we call and tell, you know, a problem we have, and then we call again the next person, and we tell the same problem, and we don't really need to. Our concern is more with just making sure we relate our story to someone else, and, you know, the woe is me aspect of it, rather than really trying to solve it or move past it or figure out, well, what's the lesson here? And so that was something that I think I was guilty of, and I, you know, have friends too that I know have, you know, indulged in that from time to time. And so, you know, I think that's something that we really need to analyze and try to kind of control. There's a wonderful thing in Native American spirituality and culture called a burden basket, and one of the purposes of it was that it was hung outside the door of a dwelling, and if you went to visit someone, you would see the burden basket, and it was a reminder to you that you were to leave all of your own burdens, your problems, your issues kind of in the basket outside the door and not go into another person's sacred dwelling place and kind of you know, mar it with all of your problems and issues. And I really like that. I like that concept, and it's something that I have been trying to practice in my own life. I also think it's really important that we work on being really considerate of other people's time. Time is so precious. You know, it's the one thing that you can never get more of. And so, you know, be careful how you're using other people's time when you share information, especially if you know that you're someone who doesn't really listen to advice or wisdom that's being offered. It's really important. So I offer that as well for your consideration. So, okay, this idea of self-reliance in the context of our topic, Medicine Bundle, which is about knowing that we have allies and support to help us with our personal medicine. And so part of what goes on here is there's this lesson in understanding where the balance point is in that, where the lines are from sort of when to ask for help and seek wisdom and when to rely on yourself and know that you have wisdom within you. And this includes sort of when do we rely on other people, because that really needs to be a part of this. It's not just relying on spirit, but it's also looking at sort of who our human allies and sources of support are and knowing when to call on them. I needed to do this for the trip I was on last week. I actually didn't know until a day or so before whether I was actually going to be able to go, because I have one of my dogs has a lung disease and needs to be in air conditioning to be comfortable and to stay kind of stable. And so I have had two dear friends who opened their home to my little Charlie and took care of him all week so that I could go and have the experiences that I've been telling you about. I'm ever so grateful for that. And even before that solution presented itself, I kind of put out sort of a call for assistance to a bunch of my friends to see if anyone could help me cover his care. So I want you to be thinking about, you know, who is in your circle and how can you extend that circle? Or, you know, do you have multiple circles of support? Can you create them? I'm talking about both the seen and unseen circles of support that are there for us. And so, you know, as we seek support from others, we also really need to be committed to being an ally and support to other people as well, you know, in a real respectful way that allows them to still be on their own journey. We don't want to support to the point where we, you know, take people's journey from them or take their problems away from them, that inhibits their growth and it's not really what we want to be doing. But, you know, that reciprocity is important, and it's another way that we seek to balance between sort of the giving and receiving. So self-reliance, I think the last thing I kind of want to say about that is that we don't want to confuse self-reliance with self-importance. You know, a lot of times we think, oh, you know, I need to do all this myself. I have too much to handle, but no one else can do it. And, you know, that's just not true. I think it's something we tell ourselves that, you know, I've got too much to handle. I'm not asking for help because I'm the best person to do this. But you can't do everything, and you may not be the best person, or maybe it's okay for something to get done a little less well than you would do it yourself. And, you know, we can get caught up in our own sense of our importance. But really, no one is indispensable, and we need to really make space for other people to lend their greatness and gifts to a situation. And sometimes we just need to make enough space so that other people can show up, so that we can get the help that we need. And, you know, it's particularly important for those of us who just do way too much. We take on too much. We don't really have a good handle on our schedules. We just pack them full. And, you know, we wear stress like a badge sometimes. And I think that that's also something that we need to be looking at. Like, it's so ingrained in the culture for us to be stressful creatures here in America. So how do we distance ourselves from that stress? And I think sometimes we get caught up in, you know, needing to do way too much because we need the distraction. You know, we can't be still for even a minute because we're not able to face the the emotions that might rise up if we're sitting with ourselves for too long. So we need those distractions, or we need drama in our life. So those are things for you to consider as we move through the second segment of the show tonight. Switching gears a little bit, I wanted us to also think about the ways in which we're open to receive. A lot of times all the things we take on get us into this space of giving and overgiving and not making room for receiving. And, you know, that's part of the title of tonight's show. And when that title came forward, I didn't realize at the time how charged those words can be. But being open to receive, people can get really uncomfortable with that idea. They don't want to be perceived as being selfish or self-absorbed, or thinking that they're the center of everything. What are people going to think of them if they, you know, take and take and take, rather than thinking about just allowing receiving to be part of their life? You know, that giving and receiving balance piece, that's so important. And without that balance, what, you know, we get into these situations of real disequilibrium and stress. You know, it's so important to understand this and come to terms with it so that we can sort of be victors over it. And, you know, because what do we know about stress? And I say this every show, stress causes cellular inflammation in the body, and cellular inflammation is at the root of nearly every disease process. You know, dis-ease, when we are out of ease. And it's the cumulative effect of what we do every day that determines our health over the long term. And I'm talking about our mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical health. Okay, so please keep all this in mind. It's all connected. Our, you know, biography creates our biology. The stress that we have really does have a, you know, a connection to the body. And I see that we are already coming up on another break. So I will save this next comment for when we get back for our third and final segment. Lynn, take us to break.
Donna Schatz is a licensed acupuncturist located in the Porter Square, Cambridge area of Somerville. With over 25 years of experience, Donna combines massage, acupuncture, and Reiki in her work while focusing on each client's individual needs. Contact Donna at 617-776-3065 or visit www.donnaschatz.com. That's 617-776-3065 or donnaschatz.com.
The Massachusetts Soldiers Legacy Fund, MSLF, was founded in 2004 with a simple goal: to provide educational assistance grants to the children of Massachusetts service members who were killed while deployed on operations enduring and Iraqi freedom. With its current resources, the MSLF guarantees a minimum of $40,000, $10,000 per annum, in educational funding to each child of a fallen service member whose home of record at the Department of Defense was Massachusetts. There's no selection process. If an individual is a child of a service member whose service is credited to Massachusetts and whom gave his or her life in Operation Enduring or Iraqi Freedom, that child qualifies for MSLF funds. We're proud to report that we're accomplishing our founding objective thanks to the support of individuals and organizations throughout the United States. To donate, go to mslfund.org.
Please join us on Skydance Astrology, the key to your soul's purpose, with esoteric astrologer Charlene Rose Johnson, the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. Charlene will discuss how this ancient key of the wisdom traditions works and will conduct sample interpretations of this language of the soul. Your spiritual purpose need not be a mystery. For information about obtaining oral readings via phone or Skype or full written reports, please go to the SkyDanceAstrology.com webpage. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Do you need to relax, have a few laughs, and hear some good news for a change? Join us on Eye of the Storm, your calm place in a crazy world, every third Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern with Charlene Sherman. Eye of the Storm is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Maybe you have clear goals for your life but wish you were making more progress. Or perhaps you have no idea where you're headed, yet you still feel a sense of urgency to get there. Wherever you find yourself at this moment, consider how you will benefit from shamanic coaching with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts. This face-to-face approach works on achieving alignment on all four levels of your existence: mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Shamanic coaching combines traditional coaching methods with energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and shamanic techniques. The goal: to help people create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. Call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Ever wonder what your life has in store for you or what the next best step is for you to take? Tune in to Ada Marie, the true golden oracle, an extraordinary life extension specialist, seer, healer, and teacher. Hear your answers every first and third Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen and be amazed.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at 1510 AM Revolution Boston. If you're just joining us, we have been talking about medicine bundle, acknowledging your personal medicine and opening to receive. We've covered what is a medicine bundle, what are all the allies and supports that show up as a result of sort of having medicine gifted to you. We've also talked about self-reliance and where the balance point exists between relying on the self and seeking support from others. And so in this final segment, what I'd like to have it be the call to action, sort of crossroads moment for us, since we are still in 2012. And by all accounts, this is really the year of manifestation, of renewal, of transformation, of new beginnings. So I like to kind of conclude with some thoughts about things that we can do. And one of the things comes by way of a new teaching that emerged for me this week. You know, I said that I set my life by these annual trips to Bosbach, and on Friday night I was kind of feeling some of that urgency and call to action. For me, was sort of what's my plan going forward once I return? What do I need to be focusing on? And, you know, it remains this idea of balance. But the piece of that was the new teaching that emerged, is sort of not around sort of balancing work and play or sort of those traditional ways that we think about being balanced. It was really about, sure, we need to fit in, you know, the things that we must do, you know, the work that we must do. And, you know, there are those things that we want to do and connections and things, you know, with friends or interests that we have, which are also important. But then there's that whole piece that is often missing for me about not doing. It's that stillness piece. So the balance is really between doing and not doing, regardless of what kind of comprises the doing. I mean, that needs to be figured out, of course, but stillness piece is so key. And so that's something that I'm going to be working on going forward. And, you know, I think I have time to go into the other way that the cedar waxwing, which is a big totem for me, has shown up in my life in other ways to kind of remind me and keep me connected to spirit when, you know, I leave the amazing nature in Maine and I come back and, you know, I'm sitting at my desk looking at the CVS across the street. And, you know, I get back from my vision quest and, or it might have been the year after that when we had seen some cedar waxwings up there. And I was in my office working and I realized that I think I left my phone in my car. So I go down to my car and I get in it because I need to make a call. So I'm like, oh, let me just sit here and do it. So I'm on the phone and I look up at the fire escape in front of my parked car, and sitting on the fire escape were two cedar waxwings. And I thought, in Maynard, this is unbelievable. And the connection, like, it just brought all of that experience I had on my vision quest back, you know, came rushing back to me, that it's always available, that connection with spirit, the connection with nature, all of those things that sustain and nourish me are always available to me, you know, even in downtown Maynard. And so then what happened, I mean, if that wasn't remarkable enough for me in my life, I finished my call and I walked back to my office and I looked down on the ground right before the steps leading into the building, and right on the ground in front of the staircase is a cedar waxwing tail feather with a little yellow stripe across the bottom. And, of course, there's this medicine being offered to me, this, you know, this tangible reminder that becomes part of my medicine bundle. So, in any event, again, figure out what's in your medicine bundle, or what would you like to be in your medicine bundle. Think about all those gifts that are coming from spirit to you and the reminders. Maybe you used to be connected, but you're not as connected anymore. And so, with that, I wanted to talk about a book I read while I was on vacation, and it was called Gandhi, the Man, the Story of His Transformation. And it was written by Eknath Iswaran. I'm probably totally massacring that name. I apologize, Eknath. But anyway, Gandhi, the Man, the Story of His Transformation. And, you know, I rarely get to read books for pleasure, and I brought a pile of books up there, and this is the one that popped out to be read. And it was absolutely amazing to read about this man who, in the beginning of his life and early adulthood, was timid and full of fear and anxiety and unsuccessful in his career, and, you know, just couldn't manage. Like, couldn't figure it out, couldn't get his legs under him. And then he started to see some of the suffering that existed in the world, and he decided that he needed to do something about it. And from that standpoint, he was able to transform and to really connect with the immense spiritual force that he was and that all human beings are. And, you know, he studied, you know, spiritual texts. The Bhagavad Gita was something that was, you know, basically his Bible, and he read it daily, and he always went to it for wisdom, and he was able, because of his commitment to service and his ability to be the embodiment of love, he was able to transform thousands and thousands of people and help thousands and thousands more by this example, not by finger-wagging or fault-finding or saying my beliefs are better than your beliefs, but just by holding a great love in his heart. And so I sat on the porch of my cabin reading this book, being transported to some of the most poverty or impoverished conditions in India that I was reading about, and understanding how this man's great love and his belief that we are all one enabled him to have boundless energy and commitment to do this great work that transformed a nation. Pretty powerful stuff. And he was just one guy. You know, he was a little kid like everybody else, and he struggled in school and was made fun of and had all sorts of bad things happen to him. His mother died while he was studying in England, and, you know, he had his fair share of, you know, just what happens in life. And, you know, he gets pointed to a lot, Martin Luther King, Marianne Williamson, some more of, you know, the celebrities or spiritual teachers of the day, Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, Oprah, They're just people like you and me, wonderful people, amazing people, just like you and me. You know, they've embraced their divine selves and that co-creative partnership. They've acknowledged the gifts that they have a responsibility to share, that are uniquely theirs to share. And they've been able to affect great change as a result. And I say all this because I think that you and I are capable of doing this as well, of figuring out how we are called to serve, about taking what is in our medicine bundle and using that as a source of support. And, you know, if you kind of bristle at my saying all of this, or think, oh, yeah, well, you know, they're great, but not me, that's a real limiting belief that you have. And, you know, how can you free yourself from that? If you're feeling stuck in your life and you don't want to be, you don't understand why you are, I don't have all the answers, but I do offer my mantra to you. Just be willing. Say, I am willing. Help me trust. If you don't do anything else but repeat that mantra over and over, it will loosen things up vibrationally. It will help help things shift and get moving. You can also just be open to receiving the right people in your life. Maybe you need to seek out a practitioner to help you become more self-reliant. Or maybe you need to seek out a group to do some work with a group. I'll be starting in September a mind-body skills group based on the Center for Mind-Body Medicine's practice or structure for these groups. But if you're outside Massachusetts, you can still be in touch. There are other opportunities where I might be able to assist you with workshops or talks or retreats or work over the phone. So keep all that in mind. I wanted to close with a Gandhi anecdote from the book. Once while Gandhi's train was pulling slowly out of the station, a reporter ran up to him and asked him breathlessly for a message to take back to his people. Gandhi's reply was a hurried line scrawled on a scrap of paper. My life is my message, is what it said. My life is my message. So let's remember that as we close tonight's program, that we have many gifts and talents and abilities, much support available through our personal medicine. Your life, my life, is our message. And so let's all commit to our lives being messages we want to send. So that's what I have for your consideration tonight. I thank you for listening. If you have any questions or comments, email me at carolyn@blisshealingarts.com. Check out my website, blisshealingarts.com, or call me at 508-481-2547. Our next show is Sunday, August 26, 2012 at 7 p.m. Our topic is Sundance, Letting Go of Limitations. Until then, I wish you moments of grace descending. Take good care.
Every second Saturday at 3 p.m. for maximum success, the Coach Bruce Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome to In Spirit with Maria Halverson. I'm Maria Halverson, your host. In Spirit comes to you every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. to bring you stories that will inspire you to open your hearts and minds to the afterlife. In Spirit is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Psychic Java with Susan Peters is pouring you a cup of enlightenment. Listen to Psychic Java every first and second Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. This show will bring about spiritual healing, a catalyst to lead you to your own healing abilities. Call in, ask questions, and receive answers, or share your experiences and views. This program is part of the Dream Visions 7 Radio Network.